2 years after the coup, the military says it has accomplished a lot and describes its time in power as largely positive. But the opposition says the junta's record is worse than any other regime in Guinea. It accuses the military government of widespread corruption and poor governance. Dr. Edward Zotomo is a member of the opposition.
These guys are not here to do projects. What they're here to do is just to try to fool people into getting them to believe that they are here really for the goodness of those people. In fact, from the rumors, the cost of this project that's supposed to be doing is mind-boggling. People who, from what we understand, barely making $300-$350 a month, if you see, you hear that they are raising buildings that are 12 stories, where are they getting the money from? That's why we don't think they're not there for the people. They're there for themselves.
The opposition and other pressure groups called on their supporters to hold a peaceful demonstration Tuesday to show their anger. But on Monday, the government issued a communique reiterating their ban on demonstrations. Monday evening, hungry youth in opposition strongholds on the outskirts of Conakry mounted barricades and burned tires on the roads. Security forces were then called in. According to Balaya Jallo, the spokesperson for Guinean non-governmental organizations or Mouvement Social, death and injuries were recorded. He says Monday night at midnight, he called his source who told him that two people were killed, and on Tuesday morning, he says, was told that there was a third victim. The government has not yet confirmed the death. He says this is the situation in which they are living. There were no vehicles on the streets of opposition strongholds on the outskirts of Conakry on Tuesday, and shops, stores, and other business centers remain closed. Well-armed security personnel were deployed in strategic areas in the opposition areas. Intermittent gunshots could be heard in the distance. Political analyst Fahim Bamara says the solution to the political crisis in Guinea lies with the junta.
He says in a situation like this, as long as the protagonists do not agree on a timetable for a transition to civilian rule, there are nothing to talk about. He says things can start only after the main actors have met and agreed on how to run the transition. Without that, there is no consensus and you cannot talk about the beginning of a way forward.
Disagreements between the junta and the opposition are deepening day by day. The opposition says before talks can begin, their key leaders and previous prime ministers accused by the military of embezzlement of state funds must return home. The junta, for its part, says new elections will require $600 million supplied for the most part by foreign donors. Reporting for VOA Africa, I am Karim Kamara in Conakry.